What's going on, folks? TJ Lauerman, aka That Sports Gamer, here, coming at you live with a new episode of Bullpen Banter, episode 81. We're going to be talking about the patch and player of the month and a whole bunch of other stuff. We got a new diamond thanks to this week's roster update, as well as two players who went from diamond down to gold, and a whole bunch of guys who did all sorts of good stuff in between. But yeah, I say let's kick it off with the new patch information that we got. Earlier this week, was it Thursday, I guess? Thursday during the day it rolled out? Or no, extremely early. I think it was Thursday morning. After a very late night Wednesday tweet, where we found out that we're getting a new patch, they gave us all of the patch notes for patch 1.11 over on The Show Nation. You can check that out. Now, good placement is rewarded more, specifically the left-right placement of a PCI. They didn't really mess with the up-down placement, but now left to right, if you're farther away from the pitch, you're going to make less contact. But the closer you are in, now you're going to get rewarded even more, hopefully making user skill even more important. So you can see here, this is an example from last patch, when he had it center-center. They had a hard grounder with 102-mile-per-hour exit velocity, but now... in this week, with patch 1.11, when they hit pretty much center-center, they had 104-mile-per-hour exit velocity, and it was a line drive with 2.9 seconds of hang time. They have these nice widgets on their developer consoles that let them see that kind of stuff. Kind of cool, kind of interesting. That was kind of like the main stuff. They've also fixed some issues with outfielders jogging after balls. I still think I saw some of that last night. Still kind of a problem. Double play urgency is improved. I didn't really roll into a bunch of double plays last night, so I couldn't really tell you if that's actually better or not, but they have some videos of it supposedly looking better. I actually watched these two GIFs a bunch yesterday, and I really couldn't see a huge difference. So yeah. Again, that's going to be something that's going to be up to your discretion as you're playing to see if you feel better. With the center-center hits, I actually noticed yesterday while I was playing some event games, I felt like I was hitting a lot more hard gappers and had some more balls dropping in front of outfielders than I had previously. But again, that was only in event games. Maybe I played 20 innings last night, maybe a little more, maybe a little less. So still very small sample size. Again, feels good. I like patch 1.10. This feels like a nice little refinement on that. So hopefully you're liking it. I know a lot of people still having problems with their hitting or the amount of solid contact that they're making. I don't know if it's a little bit late now for that to just be like an adjustment period because we're already into June. The game's been out for a couple months. So again, if patch 1.10 is where the game launched at, I would have been way happier earlier in the season. But I feel like with 1.10 and now 1.11, I'm really getting into the swing of things. Ha ha. Get what I did there. But yeah, I'm liking it. I know a lot of people aren't liking it. But if you're not, or if you are, head over to the Bullpen Banter Discord at thatsportsgamer.com/BBDiscord and talk about it. Come let me know what your feelings are, or let me know in the chat. And we can discuss it. We can see what's up. Maybe we can try to figure out what's wrong, or... if it's a you problem, or if it's a game problem. If it's a game problem, we can give some more feedback to Sony. And if it's a you problem, we can try to straighten you out. A couple other things. They fixed some home run and ground rule double calls at certain stadiums in certain locations. So hopefully that's better. And improved efficiency of first base throws to home, which I guess that is for when there's like a guy on second. There's a slow roller. You throw the guy out at first, and their guy tries to score from second. Sometimes your first baseman will get caught up and not make a solid throw home. So, if you've been having that problem, hopefully it's better. I always felt like Freddie Freeman, who I've been using for a long time at first base, he's very quick on that, especially on the throws across the diamond to third base. So, if you've been having an issue, hopefully that clears it up. That was Thursday. The big stuff from today is the new roster update, including a new diamond pitcher. And some other goodies. Let's hop over here. The Show Nation has it all broken down for you. Actually, you know what? Let's hop into the game itself where we can check it out. I'll talk about the big one was James Paxton getting the bump from an 84 up to an 85 and a diamond. He got plus 4 stamina, bringing him up to an 87 there. A plus 3 to his hits per 9, bringing that to 84. Plus 2 to his Ks per 9, bringing that up to 85. Some other guys that had some stuff change. Bryce Harper got some ups, got some downs, got a little bit more power versus righties. Also took 4 point hits to his contact versus both sides and 3 points to his vision. He stayed at the same overall, but if you are using him, know that his contact's going to be a little bit weaker, but his power is going to be a little bit higher against righties. Jose Ramirez got a little couple bonuses here, plus 5 to his power versus righty, bringing him up to 76, plus 3 to his power versus lefty, bringing him up to a 62 there, plus 5 to his discipline. He goes from an 86 to an 87 overall. Justin Verlander, who became diamond, I believe, in the first patch, we tried to figure it out this week. I think the first patch of the year, he became a diamond. Now he goes from the 86 up to the 87, with plus 3 to his hits per 9, bringing that to 83, plus 1 to his Ks per 9, bringing that to 83, plus 3 to his walks per 9, bringing that to a 71, and plus 3 to his home runs per 9, bringing that to a 62. Also, Freddie Freeman, that's my pitcher right there. That's my first baseman right there. Got a bunch of upgrades, plus 5 to his contact versus righties, plus 5 to his contact versus lefties, bringing those up to 94 and 80 respectively. Did take a 2-point hit on his power versus righties, dropping him down to 80, but made up for that with a plus 6 to his power versus lefties, bringing that up to 76, plus 7 to his vision, making that 69, plus 4 to his discipline, bringing that to 96. All that combines for a plus 2 overall, going from 85 to 87, and entrenching him in the diamond tier a little bit longer here. Jacob DeGrom of the Mets goes from an 85 to an 86 with plus 3 to his hits per 9, plus 4 to his Ks per 9, plus 3 to his home runs per 9. Buster Posey takes a 1-point hit. He does get plus 4 to his contact versus righties, bringing that to 89. Also gets plus 5 to his power versus lefties, bringing that to 67, but takes minus 4-point hits to his contact versus lefties, his power versus righties, and his vision. So if you're using him, be wary of that. Here's one that really, really upset me. And I kind of knew that this was going to happen. Even last night, I was talking to a friend of the show, Cooperstown Kurt, after they had leaked, quote unquote, leaked a little clip of the video that they did for the roster update, saying that there would be a new diamond. What did I say to Cooperstown Kurt? I said, Cole's got to be the diamond, right? I said Cole's only got 69 hits per 9. And he's got a 1.5 hits per 9. He's 1.5 hits per 9 better than Paxton, who has an 83. Paxton got a bump in his hits per 9 up to a 84 today. And I quote myself, but you know how it is. They could do some funny business, boost his hits per 9, which they boost Garrett Cole's hits per 9, and then downgrade something else just to keep him down. And you know what they did? They boosted his hits per 9, so he goes up plus 4 to 73 overall hits per 9, plus 2 to his Ks per 9, bringing that up to an 83, but then they hit his walks per 9, dropping that down to 72, a 6-point hit, and a 6-point hit to his home runs per 9, dropping that down to 62. Literally exactly what I said, just because they wanted to keep him as a gold and not get that big market fluctuation. I know Teddy Ballgame, Ted Schlerzer, he also mentioned a tweet about it, showing some of the stats where it really feels like Garrett Cole kind of got screwed in this roster update. Now we got to wait another 2 weeks for him to go diamond. Seems a little ridiculous, but maybe this is the time, if you're one of those investor guys, go in there, buy up some Garrett Cole stock if he drops during the next 2 weeks. Hopefully they're going to give him the love and get him that bump to diamond in the next roster update. So we'll have to see how that goes. What else we got here? Carlos Carrasco takes the hit, going from an 85 down to an 83. Minus 2 to his hits per 9, bringing that to 70. Minus 5 to his Ks per 9, bringing that down to a 74. Minus 1 to his walks per 9, dropping that to 76. Minus 3 to his home runs per 9, bringing that down to a 59. So he got some bad stuff there. Who was the other one? Wasn't there another? Who else dropped out of Gold Diamond? Let's see. Sean Doolittle got some nice bumps. Now his hits per nine is 90. 90 hits per nine. Now he's got 89 Ks per nine, 82 walks per nine, and 65 home runs per nine. Sean Doolittle looking like a very nice card right now. 83 overall for the Nationals. Aaron Nola got some bumps across the board. He goes up from an 82 to an 83. Adrian Beltre was the other diamond I was thinking of. He drops from an 85 to an 83. Does gain plus 3 to his contact versus righties, plus 10 to his discipline, but takes a negative 3 points to his contact versus lefties, negative 4 to his power versus righties, negative 5 to his power versus lefties, and negative 8 to his vision. So what that also does, if you're out there working on, say, maybe not the Vladimir Guerrero part of the Live Series Collector, but maybe you're just trying to work your way up there to see if you can get maybe, you know, Fernando Rodney, Felix Hernandez, Posada, Murphy, Tulo. Now the Rangers no longer have a diamond in their thing. So what's Adrian Beltre going for now? Still going for extremely expensive. Give it a couple days. That card's going to be in more packs. That price is just going to come down. So he's still up there in the 20-25K range. But as time progresses, assuming he does not get a bump back up, which I don't really see that happening right now, he is going to make that set a little bit cheaper. So yeah, we had two diamonds drop. Paxton goes up. What else we got here? Christian Yelich gets a position change to right field. Alex Wood doesn't do much. Eddie Rosario, the left fielder for the Twins, gets a nice bump from a 78 to an 81. Plus 3 contact versus righties, bringing that to 85. Plus 4 power versus righties, making that a 79. So it's a good combo right there. If he gets an IE boost, that's really, really nasty. Especially with his plus 4 that he got to vision, bringing that to 72. Also got plus 5 to contact versus lefties and power versus lefties, making them 74 and 52 respectively. As well as plus 7 to his discipline, bringing that up to 40. 61 speed, nice. High 60s for all his defensive attributes. Okay, that plays. Not really a big problem. But he should be good. Andrew Benintendi also goes from silver to gold with a 2-point jump. He gets plus 3 to his contact versus lefties, bringing that to 88, but loses 3 on his contact versus... plus 3 to his contact versus righties, bringing that to 88. Loses 3 to his contact versus lefties, dropping that to 45. Plus 4 to his power versus righties, bringing him to 64. And plus 8 to his power versus lefties at 39. Still, I would probably, if you're streaming left fielders right now, I would probably still stick with Michael Conforto. I think he's got a little bit more power versus righties. So with the IE boosts, they're going to be right around the same, but again, Conforto's going to have a little bit more power. And I think Conforto's a little bit better against lefties. Let's go check that out real quick. Where's that? He's in here. Lefties, left field. Conforto's 76, 78 versus righties. Okay, so maybe not. Where'd he go? Yeah, so Benintendi's got a little more contact, less power. They're both kind of weak against lefties. So, yeah, it's just kind of... Or actually, Conforto does have good power versus lefties at 67. But, again, I think you're just going to have to... If you're rocking those guys, they're both very good against right-handed pitching. Just depends. Do you want a little bit more contact in Benintendi, or do you want a little bit more power in Conforto? What else we got in this roster update? Ryan Braun takes a 2-point hit, dropping him from 82... to 80. Again, have to be careful on some of these roster moves. He only lost the 2 points, not because of any attribute changes, but because he moved from first base to left field. I guess first base values the power hitting a little bit more, and the left field values the fielding, which he only has a 42 rating there. So what else we got here? Brandon Morrow goes from a 79 to an 80. So if you were doing some investments, you might have made some money there. Plus 7 to his hits per 9, bringing that up to 88. Plus 2 to his Ks per 9, bringing that to 79. Takes a 7-point hit to his walks per 9, though. Also gets plus 9 to his home runs per 9. Again, don't let this 90 overall home runs per 9 rating fool you. That has no impact in your actual online gameplay with him. It's a simulation stat, and it's only going to matter there. Blake Snell gets on that bump truck from a 76 all the way up to an 80, thanks to plus 1 to his stamina, bringing that to 83, plus 2 to his hits per 9, up to 80, plus 3 to his Ks per 9, bringing that to 75, plus 6 to his walks per 9, bringing that to 56, and a big, big plus 16 to his clutch, bringing that up to 73. So now he's another gold for Tampa Bay, so might want to keep an eye on that if you're looking to do them. D. Gordon moves from center field to second base, which drops his overall 1 point, but again, does not have any bearing on his actual attributes. Though, technically, if you were someone that was playing D. Gordon at second base prior to this roster update, now that he has second base as his primary position, you will not be taking that little bit of a negative to your fielding having him play second base. So, technically, if you were playing him at second base, he did get a little bit better, even though he dropped that 1 point overall. Gene Segura, looking like fire right now, goes from a 78 to an 80, gets plus 6 to his contact versus righties, bringing that to 88, plus 5 to his contact versus lefties, bringing that to a 93, plus 1 to his vision, makes that 62, gets some nice bumps to his defense, plus 5 to his fielding, bringing that to 69, plus 5 to his arm strength, bringing that to 60, plus 10 to his arm accuracy, bringing that to 63, plus 5 to his reaction, bringing that up to 67. Still, 60 arm strength, kind of questionable for a shortstop. I probably wouldn't play him. If you are looking for an extremely good defensive shortstop, the next guy right here, Brandon Crawford, breaks into gold, going from 79 to 80. He gets plus 3 to his contact versus righties. Plus 7 to his contact versus righties. Plus 3 to his contact versus lefties. Does take a 3-point hit to his power versus righties, dropping him to 49 there. Plus 5 to his power versus lefties. Plus 2 to his vision. But again, Brandon Crawford, 95 fielding, 91 arm strength, 86 arm accuracy, 83 reaction. Dude covers ground at the shortstop position. And that's not the last you're going to be hearing about Brandon Crawford tonight. What else we got here? Ross Stripling jumps up 2 points from a 78 to an 80, mainly because he got a big 10-point bump in his stamina, going from 70 up to 80 now. Also got some bump to his Ks per 9, walks per 9, and home runs per 9. Also, if I'm going through this too fast or skipping over anybody that you wanted to know about, theshownation.com. Go there, and then up top there's a button for roster updates, and it'll break down all the changes, not only all the attribute changes, also all the position changes, as well as all of the new cards that are coming into the game today. And there it shows you all the specific attribute changes for the roster update if you want to see that. Ken Giles, you got to be careful with him if you are using him a lot. He drops from an 81 to an 80, so he's creeping on that silver. A big drop for a lot of people that have been using Cody Bellinger. He goes from an 83 down to a 79, losing his gold status. Drops negative 7 contact versus righties, negative 8 to his power versus righties, bringing him to 60 and 80 respectively there. Takes a 12-point hit to his contact versus lefties and a 6-point hit to his power versus lefties, bringing him down to 57 and 80 respectively, and a 10-point hit to his discipline, dropping that down to 76. So, if you had him in your event squad, now he just went down a little bit. Though, on the bright side, I want to take a look at the guy that you were probably had in your event squad on your bench, who may now want to become a starter. Kyle Schwarber jumps from a 71 all the way up to a 76. Plus 13 to his contact versus lefties, making him 48 there. Plus 1 to his power versus righties, bringing him up to 99. Minus 9 to his power versus lefties. Not that great there. That brings it up to a 68. Plus 5 to his vision, bringing that up to 42. Plus 4 to his discipline, making that 99. The big thing here, as Zach just pointed out in the chat, his defensive ratings got big, big ups. Plus 15 to his fielding, plus 15 to his arm strength, plus 5 to his arm accuracy, plus 10 to his reaction, and also plus 16 to his speed. Bringing that up to 54. Granted, these are still pretty low. Everything in the, you know, 50s, and the arm strength is now creeping into the 60, but that's a whole lot better than he was before. Yesterday, he was really only good for you as a pinch hitter. Today, he can actually sub into the outfield for you if you need a little bit of help out there. What else we got here? Nick Castellanos gets some nice bumps. He goes from a 76 to a 78. Cody Allen loses his gold, dropping down to a 78. Mainly because he got a minus 11 to his home runs per nine. That's going to hurt. Dallas Keuchel also drops out of gold. He took a bunch of negatives all around the place. Scooter Gennett getting some nice bumps, going from 76 to 78. Eduardo Escobar moves to shortstop and gets some nice offensive changes. So he gets a little bit better of a card, getting 2 points there overall. Who else we got here? Alex Colome gets a new team. We just talked about Schwarber. Matt Olson. What did you give to Matt Olson? Matt Olson, low-key OP. The poor man's Joey Gallo. Jumps from 74 to 75. Gets plus 5 to his contact versus righties. Plus 5 to his contact versus lefties. Bringing us up to 58 and 48. Now, here's the bonus part. Most of the time, he's got an IE boost, giving him about 14 or 15 points on his contact versus righties. His contact versus righty and power versus righties. So keep a lookout for him if you're looking for a super low guy. But now, at a silver, he might cost you a little bit more, especially if you're doing this event right now. Rafael Devers takes some downgrades, but does get a plus 14 of his power versus lefties, but still drops from silver to bronze. Chase Anderson, who I invested in way back in the day, that didn't work out that great. Scott Kingery moves from shortstop to second base. All right, I think that's all we need to talk about there. Again, if you want to see all that in more detail, theshownation.com. Click on roster updates in the top of the page. But there was a Joey Gallo change? Hold on. What was the Joey Gallo change? Oh, right. Joey Gallo moves from first base to left field, which gives him a plus one overall bump because of the power. Power, I guess, is liked in left field more. And he does have good arm strength for out there, where it was kind of just getting wasted at first base. But he only has 58 fielding, and if you're in the event and you're using him at first base now, that field is going to take a small hit. I think it's about 5% for a secondary position. All right, so we got that, covered that all, and then now, the good stuff. What you've all been waiting for, you've probably not been waiting for it. You read the blog post today, but now we're going to talk about it a little bit more in depth. We have the May monthly awards, the position programs, and the new set to talk about. So, player of the month this month, Justin Verlander, which, surprising, being that they had a granted, he started the year as gold, but he's been diamond for quite a while. And they said they'd like to not really promote guys for doing things they should be doing. Justin Verlander, top flight pitcher. But they still gave him the bump here for the May monthly awards. In May, he went 3-2 with a .86 ERA and a .70 WHIP. And he led the majors in both WHIP and ERA for the month. We take a look at that card real quick. 96 stamina, 96 hits per 9, 88 Ks per 9, 78 walks per 9, 71 home runs per 9, and 103 clutch. Car throws cheddar, 96 mile per hour fastball, 88 slider, 79 12-6 curve, and an 88 mile per hour circle change. So that circle change and slider being at the same speed could be devastating. A couple of the other player of the month cards on the ticket counter right now, if you want to go out there, you need to be... You need to be silver level 0. Silver level 0 to get Michael Brantley, an 86 overall diamond. 97, 67 contact and power versus righties. 85, 68 contact and power versus lefties with 93 vision. Defense in the high 60s, low 70s. 59 speed. Nice card. A very nice card. 3,100 tickets. I don't know. I feel like we're saving for something better. I don't know. I don't know with that card right now. What else we got here? Brandon Crawford, 85 overall diamond. Let's go take a look at him. We also got a Ross Stripling, 85 overall diamond. Miles Mikolas. Brandon Crawford, let's look at him first. 91 contact versus righties, 92 contact versus lefties, 50 power versus righties, 65 power versus lefties. And again, 073 vision, also nice. 40 speed, okay. But again, the reason you get yourself into a Brandon Crawford, 95 fielding, 91 arm strength, 88 arm accuracy, 83 reaction, which I think is the same as his live series card. So here you're just getting a ton more contact. Again, 91, 92 versus righties and lefties respectively. Next up, Ross Stripling. He was top 5 in both Ks per 9 and walks per 9 last month. His card is an 85 overall diamond, 84 stamina, 76 hits per 9, 83 Ks per 9, 79 walks per 9, 81 clutch. Pretty nice little card there. Do I have his pitch mix? His pitch mix is... monthly awards... his pitch mix is four-seam, slider, knuckle curve, and changeup. So, nice little pitch mix. Good velocity changes there if you're looking for that. Next up, 82 overall, Scooter Gennett. 102 contact versus righties, 88 power versus righties. Very nice right there. 82 contact versus lefties, 55 power versus lefties. 61 vision, decent fielding, some okay speed. He's going for about 6K right now. Nice little budget pickup. I don't know if you use him over, say, like right now, what's the Dale Murphy going for? I feel like the Daniel Murphy. Where's he at? I mean, he's got a little bit more power versus righties than Daniel Murphy. And by a little bit, I do mean like 21 points, which is kind of a lot. But he does take a 29 point hit in vision. Their defense is roughly the same. So is the speed. So, I mean, it just really depends if you're going to go after that player of the month collection, if you want to get Gennett. I mean, if you're looking for literally almost the same player, Daniel Murphy's your guy. Though the power, I guess the 88 power, maybe the 88 power does it for you. Maybe you get the Gennett. I could see. And the Scooter's just like not that, he's a little bit better than last month's Lowry, who does get the switch hittingness for you, and Lowry's a little bit better on defense. I mean, if you're just looking for the pickup, it's a toss-up. If you're looking for, like, a sub-10K second baseman, you know, you can go with either of those player of the month second baseman or Daniel Murphy. You should be fine any way you want to go between those three. Sir Anthony Dominguez, which is an awesome name, BT Dubs. Relief pitcher for the Phillies. Had two saves, no earned runs, and a .15 whip. First player ever to not allow a hit or walk in his first career six career appearances in 6 2/3 innings pitched. He's got 84 Ks per 9, 84 hits per 9, 89 Ks per 9, 61 walks per 9, 71 home runs per 9, 89 clutch. Nice little bullpen arm. Nice little bullpen arm there. Going for like 5K. Again, these prices are going to drop a little bit by the time you're watching this, if you're watching the archive. But a nice little car there for Sir Anthony Dominguez. Before we check out the last one, let's go look at the Miles Mikolas. Here we go. Here, starting pitcher for the Cardinals gets an 81 overall gold. Got a four-seam, a two-seam, both 94+, 88-mile-per-hour slider, 88-mile-per-hour changeup. Again, if you have the slider, you have the change at the same speed, can be extremely devastating, especially he's a righty-righty on the outside, low and away to a righty hitter. If they don't know if that's going to just drop or if that's going to slide off the table, very hard for them to pick up. Also, a 79-mile-per-hour curveball, which is, 15-miles-per-hour difference between the four-seam and the curve, so that's a pretty nice differential there. Only thing is, I was looking him up today, trying to see if I thought the live series would go gold. He just does not put up hits per nine, K per nine, and walk per nine numbers. I mean, his walks per nine are pretty good. They gave him an 85 rating here. But 69 hits per nine, 59 Ks per nine. The 92 stamina is nice. I just don't know if this card's really going to get it done. It does have the good pitch mix. I don't know. I don't know if I can really recommend you going out and like working hard to get this 25% of the program to get it. But if you get them, I mean, nice to have, I guess. But again, there's also the 80 overall Sean Newcomb, 86 stamina, 86 hits per nine, 82 Ks per nine, 40 walks per nine. Gonna be a problem if you're trying to control him well there. 77 home runs per nine. Doesn't really help you. Decent fielding numbers. And currently selling for around 3K. Nice. Also, you could use this card in the event that's currently going on. The 25 and under event. Which, actually, I don't think... did we talk about the Phenom event last week? I'm going to say we didn't, because I think it just started 2 days ago. So we should probably talk about that. So yeah, Sean Newcomb. An interesting card if you want to pick him up for that. We should talk about the Phenom event, shouldn't we? Let's go open that up right now real quick. Between now and I believe it's next Thursday, ends June 13th. I'm sorry, ends next Wednesday, June 13th at noon Pacific time. All players 25 and under between 70, with a minimum overall of 55. And your maximum team overall has to be under 72. These are six-inning games. If you win 20 of them, you will get a flashback breakout Justin Upton. If you win 12 in a run, you will get an 85 to 89 live series diamond. And obviously cumulative and other wins per entry rewards, which are repeatable. Let's talk about this Justin Upton. Only problem with it, super one-sided. 73-56 versus righty, contact and power, not great. But versus lefties, 117 contact versus lefties, 113 power versus lefties. That is gonna be nasty. 55 vision, wish it was a little bit better. Defense in the high 60s, low 70s. 70 speed, good discipline, good clutch. Very nice card. If you get it, I would probably recommend against starting it just because it's so one-sided and towards lefties. If it was this card versus righties, I could understand you starting it just because I feel like there's so much more righty starters out there right now. But with it being this much against lefties, definitely a bench bat. Could be really huge off the bench for you. He can play right as his primary, but he also has left and center. Right now, I have the Dale Murphy from the Live Series Collector as my left-handed outfield bat. As my left-handed outfield bat right now. If I get Justin Upton, obviously, he's going to replace him there. I think the Murphy has a little bit more skin. I could be wrong, but yeah, this Justin Upton, I think it's going to be a strictly bench kind of guy for you if you pick him up. What else we got to talk about here? Set 6, now available, featuring a new Evan Longoria in packs. He's an 88 overall diamond. You can see here, 77 contact versus righties, 78 power versus righties, 82, 74 versus lefties, 62 vision. Then some very nice defensive stats, 91 fielding, 85 arm strength, 86 arm accuracy, 82 reaction, 59 speed. I actually really like this card. I've been having a lot of problems with Wade Boggs and Joe Torre because they have no power. They have tons of contact, but no power. How much is Evan Longoria? I might be trying to get into this Evan Longoria because I need some third base love. And I just haven't been getting it from those guys. This Longo right now selling for between 45 and 55K. You can swoop one up. Again, as more come out, it's going to get cheaper. I like it. I would maybe go after that card. It's a little bit less, like, I mean, it's like a lower version of Arenado, essentially. They're kind of similar. Arenado's got him, and I mean, obviously Arenado's got him in like all categories, but like by like 5 to 10 points in each one. I mean, it's not crazy. It's 150,000 stub difference, but I mean, if you want to go with that budget version of Arenado in the flashback Longoria, I would highly, highly recommend doing that. What else we got here? We got some new programs to talk about. What's going on, Scub? CJ in the chat, how's it going, guys? Guys, if you're not watching this show live, if you're catching the archive later, make sure you follow over the channel over on twitch.tv/thatsportsgamer so you get those notifications when we go live. Bullpen Banter goes live every Friday night, 10 p.m. Eastern time. Talk about all the goodies that we're talking about right now. And always, you know, hit me up on Twitter @thatsportsgamer so you know what's going on as well. So what else we got here? We got more position programs. We can go take a look at, we'll start with third base, right? Yep, these are all there. Third base gets a new one. Josh Harrison, 86 contact versus righties, 96 contact versus lefties. So again, very contact heavy in some of these third basemen, low power, 49 versus righties, 41 versus lefties, 82 vision, 70 fielding, 76 speed. A nice card, not going to cost you much, right? You need to get 11 extra base hits and 13 RBIs with primary position third base players. So over time, you're just going to get that, exchange some Pirates souvenirs, exchange some third baseman, and you'll get Josh Harrison. I'm thinking if you're trying to do the Chipper Jones, Immortal, you might want to start knocking out these third basemen for when the new career arcs roll out. Assuming they don't make his other career arc a left fielder, which would be kind of sneaky, so I kind of want to start working on that, just in case that goes into a weird career arc. But yeah, there's that. Future stars, Gleyber Torres. You know what? Let's come back to Gleyber, because he's a diamond. Let's knock out some of these other guys first. Relief pitcher, Phil Hughes, 80 overall. Nice little card. We've had this card in the last couple of years. Here we go. 82 hits. 82 hits per nine, 93 Ks per nine, 62 walks per nine. He's got the four seam, the two seam, and the cutter. So three fastballs. I don't know how much I'd love that on a four pitch guy. He's got the three fastballs and a knuckle curve, but the cutter does come in about 5 miles per hour lower than the other two fastballs. So you do get a little bit of differentiation there. I don't know if that's going to be enough. He's 23, so he would play in the event if you're looking for that. The Josh Harrison would not play in the event, FYI. A couple starting pitchers we got here. Chris Young, 81 overall gold. He's got a four-seam, a slider, a change, and a curve. Fastball's at 91. Slider and change are at 82. Again, that combo, kind of nice. 73-mile-per-hour curve. 84 stamina, 90 hits per 9, 83 Ks per 9, 48 walks per 9. Might be a little bit tough to control, so be careful there. We get an 82 overall Bartolo Colon with a two-seamer, four-seamer, slide-up, change, curveball. Interestingly, the four-seamer is 4 miles per hour faster than the two-seamer, 96 and 92 respectively. 86 mile per hour slider, 83 mile per hour changeup, 80 mile per hour curveball. So you get lots of steps there, which I feel like right now with the smaller PCI and it's a little bit harder to make contact, having those different steps in velocity could actually throw off a lot more hitters and get you some better results. So might be something worth picking up, but the problem, 96 stamina, very nice, but only 64 hits per nine, 67 Ks per nine. But he does have 84 walks per nine, so he should be easy to control, which would be nice. We also get Anibal Sanchez, Impact veteran flashback. What year was the... No, the Cologne is not available for the thing. Yeah, neither Young, Cologne, or Anibal Sanchez are available for the Phenom event. Anibal Sanchez, 94 mile per hour fastball, 94 mile per hour sinker, very nice, 86 mile per hour splitter, 87 mile per hour slider, 80 mile per hour curveball, so he's got stuff breaking every which way, which I like a lot. 76 hits per 9, 85 Ks per 9, 68 walks per 9, and 90 stamina. Kind of nice. What do you need here? You need 30 innings, 3 wins, and 30 strikeouts from AL pitchers in Diamond Dynasty games. That's not that much. I would probably recommend you go after this Aaron Sanchez, this Anibal Sanchez, if you're looking for a new beast for your starting rotation. I feel like that sinker splitter slider combo, that's like real devastating. If you can hit your spots, and with his 68 Ks per nine, it's gonna be a little rough. But he does have the hits per nine and the Ks per nine to bring down guys' PCIs. So I think he's gonna be good. I kind of might want to make a run at him. Especially since I don't like Luis Severino. So if I can get another diamond pitcher in my rotation, with multiple pitches, that would be nice. Again, the big add this month, or sorry, in this update, is a future star Gleyber Torres, which even with the future star, which is 3 years in the future, still only 24 years of age, which makes him, you guessed it, eligible for the Phenom event. Shortstop is his primary position, has second, has third, 86 contact versus righties, 73 power versus righties, 76, 75 versus lefties, 63 vision. All his defense is in the high 70s, plus an 80 in fielding, 68 speed, very, very nice card. What you have to do here is get 40 hits, 10 runs, 15 extra base hits, 5 home runs, 15 RBI, and 5 stolen bases with AL shortstop primary position guys. So that's going to be a little bit of a hustle there to get out Torres. The scrub in the chat already got it done. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. So a little bit of work there to get him. But pretty nice card if you do. What else we got? What else we got? Is that everything for that? I think that's everything there. We talked about the patch, we talked about the players of the month, talked about the roster update, new positional stuff, talked about the Phenom event, which if you're watching live, once we finish this episode in a couple minutes here, we're gonna switch over, keep the stream going. As a little bonus for you guys, we're gonna play some of that Phenom event. I think we're 7, maybe 12 wins. No. What do we got here? 7 wins already. So we're creeping there. 13 more gets us that Justin Upton, which also, don't tell nobody. I'm gonna keep this. This is gonna be top secret between me, you, and the archive. Something like this, where it's gonna be kind of easy to get him. What is he? He's a. What position? The Show Nation. So, like, if you go get him, I mean, you're probably not gonna have to like kill yourself for 20 wins. And if you don't really love the card, what is he, a right fielder? I just want to know what position he is. Like, you can go into the. He's a right fielder, which is. No, Babe Ruth needs pitchers, right? No, he can do outfielders. So, like, Babe Ruth needs 85,000 XP of right field of outfielders. Like, where is he? 90. Aaron Judge, Justin Upton. Justin Upton is 26K of that? That's not bad. The one that I'm looking at doing right now, I have the Wade Boggs from the was it the Hall of Fame event, I believe. He's going for like if you put him into Chipper Jones needs 130,000 XP, I guess we'll call this exchange value of third baseman. Guess what? That Wade Boggs alone is 100,000 of that. And that Wade Boggs ain't going for nothing. If you go look at him, I think I was looking a couple nights ago. I might just go pick up a second one because he's going for like 21K. 21K. If you're going for Chipper Jones, how long is it going to take you to get that? How long is it going to get you 100,000 XP? A long time. You can go in here, get Wade Boggs for 20, 30K. How much is the play right here? Wade Boggs and Brooks Robinson. Where's the Brooks? Where's the Brooks? Brooks Robinson is 26. Between, so for 30K, the 30K for Brooks Robinson and Wade Boggs gets you 126,000 of the 130,000 you need. Wade Boggs, Impact Veteran, is going for less than 100 stubs and gives you 1,000 apiece. Do the math. I don't know what the math is. But that also means you have to buy 100 Wade Boggses. Or you'd have to buy 130 of those. That's just a lot. That's too much work for me. I'm not gonna. I would rather spend the extra and just rather than putting in all those buy orders, like how I'm doing with the hats for Tripper Jones, which I'm not happy about. Oh, we got a daily done here. I want to say that's it. I feel like we've covered everything. Again, I feel like the patch is good. I haven't had any problems really with the new patch. Again, I feel like there's more gappers and more balls dropping in front of outfielders. So those are two things that I've been looking for, and it seems like we got those now in this update. I like that. Again, if you want to have a big discussion about that, head over to the Bullpen Banter Discord over at thatsportsgamer.com/BBDiscord. Link in the chat. Also, link in the show notes / description. If you're looking for any of the ways to subscribe to the show, either by audio or video, for the archives, you can go to thatsportsgamer.com/bullpenbanter, all one word, or if you want to hyphenate it, either way works. That's got the link to iTunes, Pocket Casts, Google Play Music podcasty thing. The YouTube playlist is linked there. Actually, you can just start watching straight there for the YouTube playlist. But the link to the playlist is also there, as well as the link to the Bullpen Banter Discord. I feel like we covered a lot. I'm happy. I hope you're happy. Again, if you're watching live, we're going to stick around, play a little more with this Phenom event tonight, see if we can get at least halfway to Upton, maybe further. We'll see what happens. If you're not, I appreciate you coming out, really do. That's another episode of Bullpen Banter in the bag, which means it's time for you to get out of the bullpen and into the game. Again, thank you guys for watching. I really do appreciate it. We'll see you again next week right here on twitch.tv/thatsportsgamer. Take it easy.